AP Sports, I'm John Leatherby. Just four games in the NBA, but a lot riding on a tight race near the top of the Eastern Conference. In LA, Joel Embiid had 41 points to help lift the Sixers to a 121-10 win over the Clippers. Philadelphia's won 16 of their last 20, and that meant the Bucks needed a win at home over Toronto to maintain their half-game lead for the second seed. Chuck Freeben has the details from Milwaukee.
Jrue Holiday has eclipsed his season high two nights in a row. His 37 points helped lead the Bucks past the Raptors 130-122. The Bucks played without Giannis Antetokounmpo for a fourth straight game and turned a 7-point halftime deficit into an 8-point lead by late third quarter. Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer says Holiday is carrying the shorthanded Bucks.
He's just stepped up in a big way. You know, it's two games in a row, just vintage Jrue Holiday, and he just seems like he's got a bounce, he's got a pop.
Fred VanVleet had 39 for the losing Raptors. Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
In San Antonio, the Spurs got a career night from Keldon Johnson. He had 36 points and 11 rebounds to lead them to a 106-98 upset win over visiting Brooklyn. In Denver, just another night for the reigning league MVP, Nikola Jokic, with a triple-double, 36 points, 12 boards, and 10 assists. In a 122-113 win over Portland, the Nuggets' 14th straight win at home. Marcus Sasser scored 23 points as top-ranked Houston improved to 18-1 with an 80-60 win over Tulane. To the NHL, Jared Spurgeon with a pair as the Wild topped the Capitals 4-2.
One thing we preach about this team is that everyone can contribute, and in the O-zone, it's anyone's turn. So tonight, the D had the chances, and they're fortunate to go in.
William Nylander scored in overtime to give the Maple Leafs a 5-4 win over the Panthers. Philadelphia, Montreal, Nashville, Chicago, Arizona, and Edmonton were the other winners. I'm John Leatherby, AP Sports.